Our meeting starts, so let us pray first. Dear God, thank you that we can come before you. And we ask that you reveal yourself to us so that we can come to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm planning to start a series called Knowing God. So I'll talk about a lot of basic truths about God Himself. And I would like you to respond to me and give me some questions you have. Later on, I'll give you some paper to write down any questions you have. Now, let us start from the very beginning. When you are at school, people may challenge you. You are a Christian. So how do you know there's a God? Some people may even tell you, no, I don't think there's a God. There's no God. Nowadays, no people believe in God. Well, my reply would be like this. Really? How do you know there is no God? Or in another way, how do you know there is God? This is the first simple question. People may ask you, or even you may ask yourself, how do I know there is God? But before we answer that, let me first ask you, is there an elephant in this room? If you say there is no elephant in this room, I will ask you, how do you know? If there is an elephant in this room, how do you know? Before you can say that, when you say there is no elephant, first of all, in your mind, there's an elephant, isn't it? You know what an elephant looks like, isn't it? So when you know what an elephant looks like, and also, if someone put an elephant there, who knows? That means you must search the room to look for an elephant. So before you can say there is or there is no elephant in this room, you have to deal with these two questions, isn't it? So if you told me there is no God, then I'll ask you, how do you know? What does God look like? If you cannot tell me what does God look like, it's not fair to say there's no God. But notice, if you can describe to me, God is a 10-meter giant. If you can describe God like that, that means God exists, isn't it? So if you can't describe Him, there's no evidence. You can't prove. Because if something does not exist, you cannot prove it. Isn't it? Everybody got this point? When you say, no elephant, in your mind, you know what an elephant is. When you say, no God, what is God in your mind? How does He look like? What color He is? How tall? How big? How wide? If you can't tell me, you know nothing about Him, how can you say He does not exist? Okay, if you know there's an elephant, looks like, He may not be in this room, but He may be in Taronga Zoo. There may be an elephant in Sydney Zoo, isn't it? So before you say there is no God, you must search everywhere for Him. First of all, you must know what God looks like, and then you have to search everywhere. But also, if you are searching in this room, no elephant, but maybe there's an elephant in the other room, isn't it? God is not in Sydney. How about God is in New York, in London, maybe in the moon? Maybe there's no, when you say there's no elephant here, everywhere, how do you know there's no elephant in 100 years ago? How about maybe after 2,000 years, there's an elephant, isn't it? So when you can say, if you make a statement, there is no God, unless you can search everywhere, you know God
what God looks like, and you search everywhere
at the same time. Because when I come to Sydney, no God, but God may go to New York or Beijing. If I go to search Him at Beijing, God may go to New York. So I have to search everywhere unless I have CCTV all over the whole world, even deep in the ocean or high in the air. I search everywhere, no God, I'm sure there's no God. But you can't search in the past. You can't search in the future. You can't search outside the Milky Way, isn't it? And so if you can say there is no God unless you can be everywhere at the same time, in the past and in the future, isn't it? So if you can do that, I say you don't have to find God. You are God, because you can be everywhere at the same time, and you know everything, then you are God. So the reasonable argument is, no one can say something does not exist, isn't it? So I can say there is no elephant in this room, because I know what an elephant looks like, and I can see all the corners, no elephant. But when you say there's no God, then I'll ask you, how do you know what God looks like? And if you even know what God looks like, have you searched everywhere? Can you search everywhere? Can you go back in time? Or can you go to the future to search for Him? Isn't it? Then people, actually, this thinking, there is no God, is not new. Even in the Bible, it says there is no God. In the Bible, it says there's no God. But look at the context. In Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool said in his heart, the Bible claimed, when people say there is no God, these people, they are fools. Why they are fools? Because they are corrupt. They are living a sinful life, perhaps. They don't want God to exist. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. So just like people who has, just like robbers, when doing the wrong thing, oh, there's no policeman, no policeman. So they are cheating themselves. They are fools. So the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So then people may challenge you. Okay, I can't prove God does not exist. But can you prove to me, can you show me God Himself? Isn't it? This is a very common way people challenge us. Show me your God. If He appears now, I believe. Well, I can't manipulate God. God has His own way, but in some way we can know He exists. So how do you know there's a God? People may ask us. Well, from Romans, actually, God told us we should know about Him. In Romans chapter 1, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen. Invisible attributes, His mind, His wisdom can be seen, being understood by the things that are made. So from creation, when we look at the beautiful trees, look outside the sky, all these plants, all these animals, people, when we look at all this, His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So if you study different groups of people, anthropology, if you study human, different races, even they are ancient civilization, all these tribes, people know in their heart, there is God. But they don't know who is the real God. So people may worship This rock is God. This river is God. This mountain is God. Thunder is God. Sun is God. They don't know who God is. They are trying to find gods. But all the people deep in their hearts, deep in your soul, know there is a God. So although, no excuse, everybody knows. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God. They did not honor Him, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And they become fools. They make up their new theories. Nah, no God. I don't want to be God. I don't want, there's a God there. I don't want to honor Him. I don't want to listen to Him. I don't want to follow His ways. Men want to go our own ways. I want freedom. If there's God in my life, I have to lose all the freedom. I want to do things whenever I want to. Leave me alone, God. Now, these are fools. So I hope when we know the creation, there is God. But just looking at creation is not enough. Just like if I show you a painting, you can know something about the painter. Oh, how he used the color, how he used the pattern, or to create such effect. Oh, this, you know a little bit about the painter. You can know his skill, you can know his, wow, his mind is great. But if I ask you, when you look at the painting, say Mona Lisa, can you tell me how old was the painter? Where does the painter live? How many siblings in his family? We know little about that painter, isn't it? Just looking at the painting, we know little about the painter. We know, if I show you my watch, you can see the watch. There is some design there. Some clever people make something there, but you know nothing about the one who made the watch. We only know a little bit about him. So that's why we know God is there, but we know little. We want to know more. So if God, after creation, He hide Himself, we have no way to know Him. We will mistake all. Maybe so-and-so is God. Maybe the rock is God. The fire is God Himself. Maybe the force, the wind is God. We have difficulty to find who truly God is. But thank God, He not only after creation, then He stopped everything. No, He continued to work among men. He continued to speak to men. That's why we can know Him through His creation, but more than that, He continued to do things. In Isaiah 43, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring up their witnesses that they must be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Now, God, through His words, He declare, who among them can declare this and show us former things? Who can show us former things? Who can told us, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth? Who knows this? Who can show us? When God spoke to Moses write down, when God spoke to His people, telling them, what have I done? How did I create heaven and earth? So through His words, He told us. So not just through creation. How does the tree come about? How does the mountain come up? Where does all this come from? We know little. But from His words through Moses, we know how He created heaven and earth. So through His words, we know Him. Through His creation work, we know Him. And then, one more thing. You are my witnesses. Through His witnesses, we can know Him, isn't it? So God saved Abraham, called Abraham, And from Abraham, he bring forth a family and then a nation, Israel. In here, the Lord says, you are my witnesses. He was talking to the Israel. So if we look in history, what God has done. So not just through creation, I know God exists. Not just through his words, through his prophecy in his words, I know he exists. And my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he, before me there is no God formed, nor shall there be after me. So we can see not only just creation, from his words we can know him, and also from his witnesses, his work on a people. When you see the country Israel, you know God has, this country starts from Abraham. And how it brings forth, how this country should be destroyed. But throughout history, God protected this witness. So through this nation, Jesus came. And through Jesus, all blessings come to different nations. So I can't, boom, God stand before here and let everybody know you are God. I can't do that. God does not want to do that. Otherwise, he has to appear. Someone asks, show me, and God appeared here. Show me, and God appeared there. No, you cannot mock him. You can't. Prince Charles, stand here right now. No, Prince Charles will just ignore you. I am the king. Why should I listen to you? No, we can't mock God like that. Okay? God won't. You can't demand, manipulate God. Unless he wants to appear to you. Okay? So I can't show you God. But God has already shown us through his work in creation, through his words spoken to his people, he can declare things. He can tell us what happened. And through his work and through his witnesses, we can know him. Now, this is prophecy. God used prophecy. Not only he can tell us the past, he can tell us what he's going to do in the future. If you look at all the sacred writings of all other religion, no other religion can tell you what will happen as clear as in the Bible. So who can proclaim as I do? So God is setting his challenge among other gods. So this is like a challenge. God, come forward. Okay, all gods here, I'm challenging you all. Who can proclaim as I do? So we don't have to be really clever. If you ask me, who can give me $10,000 is a god? You don't know, isn't it? People can do it. Even someone can give you $10,000. That doesn't mean that he is a god, isn't it? So only God knows the weaknesses of the other. And only he can do this. So God set up this challenge. God is challenging other gods. Who can promise as I do? And let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show this to them. So God can proclaim, God can declare, and set it in order. So if you study the Old Testament books, God tells us the Babylon kingdom come, and then after the Persian come, and then the Greek and the Romans. Only God can declare it and set it in order. See, he appointed the people, and the history will tell us that all this come true. Then we know our God is a real God. So through his work in Israel and his work and his words through prophecy, we know God exists. God is real. So if your friends challenge you, you are a Christian, tell me, how do you know there's God? Well, through His work, through His prophecy, through His creation, we know something about Him. And we're getting to know more and more about Him. When Jesus came, we can know who He is. Now, for those who rejected God, they want to convince themselves, if there's no God, then where does man come from? Then, they will say, long, long time ago, billions and billions of years ago, something happened. Anyone knows? At your school, people say, what did they say? How does it all begin?
Big Bang.
Big Bang! Bow. In the beginning, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And God said, let there be light, there's light. But those who believe no God, in the beginning, bang, bang, and like that. And not just Big Bang, because after Big Bang, all these molecules, atoms form, and with great faith, they think these atoms will collide and suddenly bonded together, and biggest become bigger and bigger and more complicated. And the thing is, you have to need great faith that all this atom miraculously become getting more and more complicated and repeating themselves and evolved into a higher edition of himself. Just like your phone, isn't it? iPhone 7, iPhone 8, 9, 10, 11, it will upgrade itself throughout time. So can you, if you borrow me your phone, I put it in a box, boom, 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 break it, and then I shake it for billions of years, boom, and it comes to a new edition. I break the iPhone 7, boom, 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 break. After explosion, boom, and out come what? iPhone 20. Can it possible? This is what evolution believes. Getting more and more advanced. New addition. Wow, you need great faith. I would rather believe in God. I have little faith. You need great faith to believe such theory. Okay, so I would say evolution theory. Forgive me to say that. People challenge people believing in God. You are not scientific mind. You're old-fashioned. But I would say evolution theory is not scientific. I'll explain to you why. And if you study science, you may have heard of the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics, simply, I'll make it simple way, is that after a period of time, things will get more and more disorganized, disordered in time. For example, if I hold a box, if I put a Lego, if I use the Lego to build a man or a robot like that, if I put that in a box and shake, 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 if I shake for billions of years, what will happen to the Lego man inside? It will break up into little pieces, isn't it? So after the long period of time, it will become, all the Lego joints will break. If I open the box, it will become a box of just fragments of the Lego pieces, isn't it? This is what we observe, isn't it? But evolution theory is contrary. It is that with long period of time, if you put the random Lego pieces, you shake, 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 boom, after billions of years, it becomes a Lego. Man. It's not repeated in our daily experiences, isn't it? So our daily experiences, after a long period of time, if you see a house here, a castle here, after 20 years, some parts may fall off. After 100 years or 200 years, after 500 years, maybe after 1,000 years, the nice building, after 1,000 years, collapse. Some walls fall down, isn't it? So after a long time, it will become ruins. Castle ruins, isn't it? It won't become getting organized, it will become disorganized. A simple way is look at your room. Is it getting more disorganized throughout time? Isn't it? Everything, boom, boom, boom. So your room will get disorganized throughout time. This is natural. This is science. Because you need wisdom. You need to pay attention to fit it into all things into order and all. So, let us see. This is just a picture of Big Bang. People believe in the beginning, something happened, bang. Now, don't ask what happens before the Big Bang. Don't ask what are the materials inside, where does it come from? You have to accept it by faith. Just like you have either accept God by faith or you accept Big Bang by faith. Both need faith, isn't it? Because we were not there when it happened. So which way you want to put faith in? You want to put, and then boom, it comes all this thing getting organized, become different. At 1,000 million years, well, a long time. They put a long time there so to make you feel, oh, everything is possible if a long time. Not really. And becomes you, thinking, oh, where do I come from? This is Big Bang. Not just, when we look at all these animals here, if you look at one cell, in the cell nucleus, there are chromosomes. And in these chromosomes, if you untangle chromosomes, they are the DNA. That is the program of you. So all this atom arranging like that, that will determine your skin, your color of your skin, how tall are you, what is this, how your nose grow in the right position, you have two eyebrows, everything determines in here, all this program in your chromosomes. This is very complicated, my friend. And if you believe explosion can create such complex information, it's against our understanding and knowledge, isn't it? Now, if I show you two photos, one photo is before nuclear bomb, Hiroshima in Japan. One photo is after explosion in Hiroshima. Before explosion, the city is beautiful. After explosion, all the buildings destroyed, disorganized, become rubble, no lives. But evolution believes, after Big Bang, boom! And it creates lives? It's ridiculous, isn't it? If bombing can create lives, Big Bang can create lives, you just bang everywhere, isn't it? Why do all these military weapons create nuclear bomb or bomb, bomb, bomb? You want, boom, more people there? No, you want to kill people, isn't it? Because bombing destroys life. Explosion destroys life, destroys structure. If you bomb an island, isolated island, boom, after many years, does it evolve new species there? No. Actually, people say, oh, but there may be mutation, that is a change in their genes. That is evolution, what they believe. Actually, after you bomb, there may be, after nuclear bombing, there may be new mutation. People, the child give birth after the nuclear bombs, they have maybe an extra arm, but they don't live long. So mutation is making the species weaker. The nuclear explosion is not making it stronger. Otherwise, if human wants to evolve into a better community, we should keep bombing people, isn't it? It's not true. And people believe from a single cell can evolve into different groups of species of animal, fish, reptiles, some become plants, and become homos, and become chimpanzee, and become you and me. So you, if you study science, you can see there are a lot of questions in this theory. Now, theory hasn't proved to be true, isn't it? But remember, I mentioned about the second law of thermodynamics. Throughout time, we observe in our daily experiences, throughout time, things are getting disorganized, broken down into pieces, not building up together. So these are our daily experience, but evolution is exactly the opposite. Throughout time, things get more organized automatically without human effort. No, this is not what we experience daily. This is not science we experience. Science, one of the sciences, we can see it repeated itself, isn't it? So we can't use a theory to against a law. The second law of thermodynamics stands. The theory doesn't seem to stand. But why does people talk about evolution theory so much? Well, I must say, people don't want to accept God. So if you study in university, your professor, they'll laugh at you maybe, because they may believe in evolution. You will suffer great if you believe in God nowadays, because people don't want to say there's a God. Now, what does it mean if there is no God? Why they don't want to accept God? It is what deep inside. When we say there's no God, there are many implications. I'm sorry. First of all, there's no authority. When there's God, He is the master, He is the creator. We all should listen to Him, isn't it? We have to honor Him. We have to listen to Him. But when there is no God, there's no authority. You can do what you want. This is nowadays. Just do it. No God, just do it. You can do what you like. You are God. You can live your own life. Even though you, this is your hand, but who created your hand? I can run my own way, but who gives you your foot, your feet? You can walk, you can run. Do you have to use your body to serve God Himself? When there is no God, there's no authority. If God designed everything, there must be a purpose. If I design a pen, this tip can write, there is a purpose. With such a design, there is a purpose. What about you? What is your purpose in life? No God, no purpose. If God created you, ask Him, what is your purpose for me? This pen may ask me, what is my function? How can I live a complete life? If it's random, if we are randomly made, no purpose, no design, you can do anything you like. You can go your own way. But if there is God, He has a purpose in you. Why did He create you? Why did He bring you in here, Kellyville, today? He must have a purpose for you. Why are you listening right now? Because God wants you to know He has a purpose for you. Life has no meaning. Just eating, working, studying, how bored, sleeping and die and playing. Life has no value. I watch on TV some people doing transgender surgery. Why am I a boy? I'm not happy if I change my gender to become a girl. I find my identity by changing gender. Would you like to do that? Would you like to change to become a boy, become a girl, and come back? No, God designed you. He has a purpose. You have a value. If no God, yeah, you can change. Your true value comes. God designed you like that. The pen may ask, why don't I look like another pen? Oh, I don't like this. I want to be a pencil. So he do operation and change him to become a pencil and try to find a better life. Not really. If God designed you like this, He must have a purpose. I'm not happy with my face. I'm not happy with my height. I want to be taller, stronger, smarter, more beautiful, more handsome. So many people worry about their appearance. People may not accept me. What happens if I grow old? So the ladies put a lot of makeup, doing some surgery to keep themselves beautiful. But my value does not depend on my look. I'm getting older. My hearing is getting worse. I accept it because God designed me like this. If there is no God, no right or wrong, you can do what you like. People are asking, same-sex marriage. This is my choice. People about abortion today. This is my body. I don't want that baby. This is my right. If there is no God, how can I judge you? Yeah, you have your right. But if there is God, you must ask Him, what is good, what is right? Right or wrong does not come from me. Right or wrong comes from the authority, which is God Himself. So people argue about right or wrong. And if you have done the wrong thing, people doing the wrong things, so what? So what? Any consequence? I can do wrong things if nobody knows. No consequence. I steal the money. No one knows. No consequence. As long as no one know that, as long as no one catch me, I enjoy my life. I cheat, I lie, I get all the money. I enjoy a good life. I enjoy a good life. I live even longer than those who are good people. So bad, some Chinese people argue. Being bad people, they live and enjoy a good long life. Being good, you die earlier. People hate you. No consequence. If there's no God, no consequence. You can live any way you like. You can be a most immoral person. If no God, there will be no judgment.
If there is God, there will be judgment.
God, one day, you will come before God. And God will ask you, what did you do with the hands I've given you? Where did you go with the feet I created for you? What have you done? You, one day we all come before Him, give an account of what the choices we have made. There is God, there is judgment. Judgment may not come today, but one day we will come before Him. Even today, people say, there's no justice. How come these bad people killing so many people? This dictator, these tyrants, they enjoy all the power and glory. Look at all these good people. They are innocent. They are victims. They suffer a lot. That's not fair. No justice. And people blame God. Oh, God, where are you? No God, no justice. But God told us through the Bible, He will judge one day. So we, being created by Him, we should fear God. We should fear God. Every decision you make, every thought coming to your mind, every word that you have spoken, all, we have to give account of what the choices we have made. So, we know something about Him, isn't it? So, next week, again, I will talk more about God. You can ask me any questions regarding this. You can write it down in here. We'll separate into three groups. The younger girls can go to Eunice. And the younger boys, if you are still in high school, go to Caleb. And the rest go to Tim at the back. Okay? So the girls here, boys here, adults at the back. What we are going to do is we write down any questions you think of about God, or even any questions about your faith. Write it down. Next week, I'll give you a kind of response. I try to answer your questions if it's not too difficult for me, I hope. Okay? So let's after prayer, then we separate into groups. We have about 5 to 10 minutes discussion. Okay? Let us pray. God, we thank You that You are willing to reveal Yourself to man. And we pray that we know You through Your words and through Your work. We know that not only You are God, but we have to honor You and fear You. Teach us how to live in these days to be Your witness. And we commit the following time to You. Help us to have fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.